A massive data center built by Microsoft in Racine County is now complete, and the company says more are on the way. It's Wednesday, June 24th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Glad to be back with you. Coming up on the show today, a closed hospital in Eau Claire will now host a company which is turning skin cells into beating heart muscles. And fans in Milwaukee reflect on Giannis Antetokounmpo as he leaves for Miami.
And I'm dealing with a lot of emotions right now. I mean, I'm happy, I'm thankful, I'm mad, I'm sad, I'm crying, I'm just all over the place.
Stay with us.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old Fashioned Reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Microsoft says it has completed construction of a massive data center in Racine County. And as Sarah Lear reports, the company plans to build more of those facilities in the area.
Microsoft started bringing equipment online at its Mount Pleasant data center in April. Now, company officials say the facility is fully operational and employing about 500 full-time people. Next door, a second Microsoft data center is under construction with completion set for 2028. Even more of the centers could follow. In January, the Mount Pleasant Village Board approved site plans from Microsoft for up to 15 more data centers. The Great Lakes region has seen an explosion of data center proposals. That demand has been fueled in part by the data needs of artificial intelligence. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, Xcel Energy filed a rate proposal this week with Wisconsin utility regulators that would require data centers to pay all costs tied to their projects. Xcel says it's requiring data centers or other large customers to pay for transmission lines or power plants needed to meet their energy demand. The filing comes as the utility has 2.9 gigawatts of pending requests from large customers. Backers of the proposal say it would protect customers while allowing projects to move forward that create more jobs and economic activity. Tom Content is with the Citizens Utility Board.
We still need to review the full proposal over the coming months to ensure that the consumer protections are in place that are protective for Xcel customers in western and northern Wisconsin.
An Xcel executive says the proposal is designed to make large customers pay rather than shifting costs to other ratepayers. The utility hopes Public Service Commission will approve its proposed rates by early next year. After sitting vacant for 2 years, a former Eau Claire hospital will be the new home of a company using genetics to make heart muscles. Rich Kramer has the details.
The 600,000-square-foot Sacred Heart Hospital closed in 2024 after its parent company left Western Wisconsin. During a Tuesday press conference, HeartWorks co-founder Matt Nelson said they'll be the first tenant in what is now called the 900 District. Nelson said it will be HeartWorks' third location since the company was founded in 2010. Using genetics, he said the company is able to turn skin cells into stem cells to treat patients with congenital heart disease.
We actually differentiate stem cells into beating, contracting heart muscle. So we're not doing stem cell therapy, we're making hearts. We build hearts.
The former hospital is now owned by a nonprofit which aims to turn the building into a medical research hub. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, the Giannis Antetokounmpo era has officially come to an end in Milwaukee after the Bucks forward was reportedly traded to the Miami Heat. Evan Casey has a look at the impact he's made on the city and the state.
The Milwaukee Bucks select Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo was just 18 years old when the Bucks chose him in the first round of the 2013 NBA draft. Born in Athens, Greece, to Nigerian parents, he had faced poverty and statelessness in his home country before becoming a professional basketball player. After he was selected, he sounded shocked.
I can't describe how excited I feel to get drafted in the first round. No, it's a dream come true.
In just a few years, he would help transform the Bucks from a franchise that barely made the playoffs to a championship contender. Nicknamed the Greek Freak for his unnatural abilities, the 6'11 forward first led the team to the conference finals in 2019. That was also the season he won his first Most Valuable Player award. In 2021, he led the Bucks to their first NBA championship in 50 years.
It's over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
Here's what it sounded like outside of the arena. Giannis, most fans call the superstar by his first name, was named the MVP of the NBA Finals.
I want to thank Milwaukee for believing in me. You know, thank my teammates, man. They played hard every freaking game. You know, I trusted this team. I wanted to do it here in the city. I wanted to do it with these guys. So I'm happy. I'm happy that we were able to get it done.
But the Bucks never returned to the finals in the years after that championship, and trade rumors began to swirl. Those rumors only intensified during the Bucks' disastrous season that ended in April with a record of 32-50. Late Monday night, an ESPN report confirmed the news that so many Bucks fans had long feared. Giannis was on the move. Milwaukee native Terrell Perkins spent his morning outside of the Bucks arena.
And I'm dealing with a lot of emotions right now. I mean, I'm happy, I'm thankful, I'm mad, I'm sad, I'm crying, I'm just all over the place.
He called Giannis a generational player.
He made a name for himself, he made a name for the city, he made you want to wear a Bucks jersey proudly.
After the team's championship season, a massive mural of Giannis went up in downtown Milwaukee. On Tuesday, some fans were gathering there. One left a note that said, "Thanks for everything," while others took photos while wearing Bucks jerseys and hats. That's where Alex Lee was.
There was never anything that was unlikable about him. He was an excellent player, an excellent person, took the game very seriously, cared for the city.
Tom Lewandowski brought his 6-year-old and 5-year-old to see the mural.
Giannis is way more than a basketball player. We obviously have followed him as a Bucks player, but he's done so much good for the city.
Antetokounmpo has played all 13 of his seasons in Milwaukee. Some of his most memorable moments on the court include his huge block in Game 4 of the Finals, or his alley-oop in Game 5, known as the Valley-oop. Mike Breen had the call on the ABC broadcast.
Back away and stolen by Holiday! Phoenix has to foul!
Fans will also miss his goofier side. Soon after being drafted, he posted with amazement about trying new foods. "I just taste for the first time a smoothie," he tweeted. "Man, God bless America." More recently, he would post dad jokes on social media. And the day after he scored 50 points to win the Bucks the championship, he filmed himself ordering 50 Chick-fil-A nuggets.
"Can I have, please, a 50-piece Mac Minis? 50, exactly."
The Bucks also dealt away fan favorite Bobby Portis in the move, but they did acquire Wisconsin native Tyler Hero. The 2026-2027 season starts in October. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, I remember being outside the Fiserv Forum in the old Bradley Center lot when the Bucks won the championship in 2021. At least we'll always have those memories. Coming up after the break, a story about the unofficial anthem of concerts on the square called "Home to Madison." Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at wpr.org/travel.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a song about Madison.
For a lot of folks in Madison, going to concerts on the square is a summer tradition. For some people, the classical music by the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra is the highlight. But for WPR's Bridget Bowden, the best part is a song called Home to Madison.
Picture this. You're sitting on a blanket on the Capitol lawn in Madison. It's a warm summer evening, and you're listening to beautiful classical music. You're feeling very fancy, sipping wine and eating cheese. But at the end of the concert, when you start to pack up your blanket, you hear this. This is Home to Madison, and it's not fancy. It's basically a country song. They play it at the end of every single concert on the square. And honestly, I love it. I mean, just listen to these lyrics.
Grilling brats on the barbecue. Friends and laughs and hey, what's new? I'm coming home.
So I wanted to know, what is the deal with this song? Where did it come from, and why do they play it here, of all places? I caught up with Andrew Sewell, the musical director of the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, to hear the story. He says it all started with Madison's sesquicentennial back in 2006. They were putting together a time capsule and wanted a signature song to describe Madison. They asked for songwriters to submit entries.
And we got it down to four finalists, and I just wasn't particularly enamored with any of them, and I thought, I know that we can do better than that.
So he called up a friend of his, an electric violinist named Tracy Silverman.
He said, hey, Trace, we've got this thing. Could you just write, say, maybe a 3 or 4 minute song about Madison?
A few days later, Silverman sent a demo of Home to Madison. The judges loved it so much that they made it the fifth finalist, added it to the time capsule, and of course, started playing it at concerts on the square. Silverman lives in Nashville now, but he does have roots here.
You know, I grew up in Wisconsin, and I have to admit, this is kind of on the DL, but I grew up in Beloit, not in Madison. But I spent a lot of time in Madison as a kid.
So he says finding inspiration for the song was easy.
You know, I learned how to drive a car, you know, on the country roads outside Beloit. And it was usually my job to grill the brats, and I'd have a grill full of brats just up in flames because of all that, you know, the way brats do when they grill. And all of that stuff was just in my mind.
Home, where I'm supposed to be.
Musically, he says he was going for something easy and fun to listen to.
I was kind of thinking John Cougar Mellencamp or something kind of like that, just sort of real straight up the middle kind of something that everybody would like.
The chorus is easy to sing along to, including my personal favorite lyric, just off Highway 51.
I'm coming home.
Just, even though nobody really calls it Highway 51, but it rhymes with Madison, so, you know, sort of.
Silverman knows that it's not the most serious song in the world, but that's the beauty of it, he says.
You know, if I lived in Madison as an adult, I might have had a much more nuanced view of the politics and the economics and all various things that are could be problematic and that people discuss as adults. And I didn't have any of that to burden me, you know. All I had was going swimming in Lake Mendota and stuff like that.
He says of all the music he's ever recorded, this song is probably the one that the most people know, thanks to concerts on the square. And he feels good about that legacy.
I couldn't be more honored to have the tune in people's minds as they're leaving that great venue and feeling like, you know, this is their home.
WPR's Bridget Bowden brought us that story on the unofficial anthem of Concerts on the Square, Home to Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Home to Madison.
And just enough time for a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. Some rain in the southern half of the state this morning. Also a few stray showers in northwestern Wisconsin early this morning. High temperatures topping out in the 70s today. Overnight, scattered showers will end early with lows in the 50s. Cloudy to start tomorrow, but things should be clearing throughout the day with highs back into the 70s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Really glad to be back. Thank you so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Again, big thanks to Courtney Everett, as always, for hosting while I was out. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.